Okay, are you ready? Here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee Alderman Khalif Rainey said the Brewers fans who gave Josh Hader a standing ovation on Saturday night are, quote, an embarrassment to the world, end quote. That appearance was Hader's first at Miller Park since tweets of his surfaced that were racist and homophobic. In a statement, Alderman Rainey said, quote, the boisterous manner of standing to show support for Hader is nothing less than a dismissive stance against the problems of race affecting an entire community, a community dealing with the effects of hypersegregation, economic disparity, and police harassment. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee police have issued their first citation to a bird scooter rider. The 23-year-old man ticketed struck and injured a pedestrian on Downer Avenue Sunday morning. The 48-year-old pedestrian who was struck suffered minor injuries to the face and was treated at the scene. The citation was issued for operating an unregistered motor vehicle. And Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Brent Suter got some bad news yesterday. He's in need of surgery to repair a torn ulnar collateral ligament in his pitching elbow and will be out of commission for at least a year. Suter is 28 years old and had to leave his start on Sunday against the Dodgers after only three innings. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is calling for more than $60 million in new spending for mental health in Wisconsin schools. The proposal calls for $44 million in aid for social workers and mental health staff in schools to address the low ratio of social workers to students. In Wisconsin, there is one social worker for every 1,500 students. Nationally, the recommended ratio is one social worker for every 400 students. And here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Foxconn named 37 subcontractors yesterday that will build the first building at their campus in Mount Pleasant. Construction is expected to begin next month and be completed late this year. The first building will be called the Multi-Purpose Building and will initially house offices for the construction companies. Foxconn said they will also locate research and development activities in the building. And the Brewers beat the Nationals 6-1 last night. Game two of that three-game series is tonight at Miller Park. And here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, mostly sunny, temperatures in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s in Milwaukee, low 60s for Madison. Tomorrow, sunshine in Milwaukee with highs in the mid-80s, increasing clouds for Madison with highs in the low 80s. Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.